Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
London calling to the underworld.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. we do the Think Tank. Today we have our buddy Mike Elam and Representative Ian Mackey. Always good to see you guys.
You too.
Kev, you feel like fighting with Elam today, or is it a non-fight?
I told Rachel no. I've been picking on everybody else, so Mike gets a pass today.
Okay.
Dude, that's two times in a row.
I am buying a lottery ticket today, so you're good.
That is a mint green shirt, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's something I'm trying.
Mint green and
navy.
You're making it work.
Blue.
It's good. Yeah. Felt like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack. That's the worst hat I've ever seen.
Come with a free bowl of soup.
Looks good on you, though.
No, but it looks good on you. No, really. That'll work.
So, I haven't talked to you guys since the election. Simple question, not a joke. What happened? I was surprised. Ian, what do you think?
I was surprised, too. And, you know, people will vouch. I, as a Hillary Clinton stan, I filled out my 2016 map with him carrying the blue wall. I knew going into that election that was not ours to win. This one really took me more by surprise. And I think it was just... for so many reasons, I thought on the way down here, like, get them in your head, get them straight, one, two, three. There's just so many different reasons why this turned out the way it did. There's so many reasons why people chose him instead of the alternative. And it took me by surprise. I mean, frankly, it took me by surprise because I thought folks would prioritize larger issues like democracy ahead of the price of eggs or milk. I did not think we would be a country that would reelect someone who tried a coup. I didn't think that would happen here, but we did.
I mean, I think one thing we have to just give up is that the way I feel about Trump, and a lot of it is from doing this job, it's like I'm forced to look at everything. The way I look at Trump is not the way most Americans look at Trump. They just don't take his shenanigans that seriously. They think he's... he's a troublemaker and he speaks his mind and he uses salty language, but all the legal stuff has just been some sort of a ramrod by the DOJ.
Yeah.
And he speaks their language and he's for the common man. What do you think of the criticism of the Democrat Party coming from the left? Like when Axelrod said, you're the smarty pants party.
Well, funny you would mention him. I don't have a lot of nice things to say about his criticisms. But I think overall, of course, you know, you want to do a postmortem. You want to look at what we could have done better. But there was a line that stuck out to me, and comedy is how I think I get through all of this. And David Sedaris, it's probably a line you've heard or others have heard. You know, back when airlines used to serve food and they would come down the aisle and they would say, do you want the chicken or do you want the pile of broken glass? Right. And you thought, I hate chicken. I would never order chicken. I can't imagine getting chicken. How's the shards of glass cooked?
Yeah.
Right. Like that's how I went into this election. And I think, look, if Cori Bush were nominated for the Democratic Party, I would probably vote. I would certainly vote for Mitt Romney or John McCain over her. You know, to me, this was so simple. This was not a list of policy issues that people had to go through. But I think you're right. There's a failure of imagination from folks who voted for him saying, I don't want a politician, which Kamala Harris was, right? They said, I don't want a politician. I don't want somebody who's going to explain policies to me. I want somebody who's entertaining,
yeah.
Which, I mean, I think that's really a big thing we saw moving through this election.
Especially with younger guys.
People talk about like disinformation, misinformation in the media. That's the elitism problem that we have on the left. I don't think it's that so much as folks want entertainment. And when you watch the news, I consume a lot of cable news, and you could turn on any cable news station right now and it would say breaking news, even though there is no breaking news.
It's exhaustion.
It's just to entertain you. It's to make you feel excited about something. And that's what Donald Trump does. He makes a lot of people want to look at the TV and hear what he's saying.
One more thing, then I'm going to get Mike's thoughts. And this is the third time I've said this on the show this week, but I think it's an interesting point that Kamala Harris co-opted joy. We're the joyous party. Look at us smiling and having fun and laughing. And then you see Trump go to the UFC and eat McDonald's on a private jet. And you're like, that's fun.
Right.
Like, I don't like the guy, but he's having the time of his life.
Sure. It's true. And I get why she did that. I mean, we do the same thing in Jefferson City. They have this video of us partying at 3:00 in the afternoon on the front steps of the Capitol. It was because it was the end of session, and as the super minority party, we had gotten so much accomplished and had stopped almost everything that they wanted to get done by exploiting the fights that they were having internally. So we were outside on the steps. We had the Bluetooth blasting music. We're all dancing. We're all having a great time. Some guy between his blinds in his office is like videotaping us. They try to put this out there because look at these guys having fun. And the quickest way to get under their skin was to have fun in front of them. And so I get why she did that. But he's good at doing it, too.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. He turned around and did the same thing.
Mike, thoughts?
Amazingly enough, I'm going to disagree. although I am going to agree with you on the fact that people did not pay attention to he's going to destroy democracy and the whole January 6th thing. The only people who care about the January 6th thing were the people who were never going to vote for Trump. And I think what you saw is that just didn't carry water with people. No, people don't care about democracy as a whole, as opposed to I can't afford to go to the grocery store and pay my bills. And it all comes back to what it has always come back to. The whole Reagan thing that we've talked about in the past. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And people threw Trump out back 4 years ago, mainly because he committed the ultimate sin of being rude. You can't be rude. You can't be uncouth. You can't be that guy. Well, Donald Trump had been that guy my entire life. I mean, I remember Donald Trump as the guy from Studio 77 or Studio 76 or whatever it was in New York. He was the Playboy guy. Everybody has known that his entire life. What you got with Trump, you've known for Trump for literally 40 plus years.
Fair point.
It comes back to the fact of, is my life better or is it worse? They sat through 4 years of Biden and went, my life sucks under this. And Harris said on The View, I can't think of anything I would do different. That was a stupid thing to say.
And it was meantime, damaging.
Yeah. Meantime, people are going, I'm struggling. When he was there, I had $2 gas and I had more money in my pocket. My quality of life was better 4 years ago than it is right now. I'm going back to that. It's not that hard. We overcomplicate politics. There are people like us who are going to be in the weeds and we're going to look at all this stuff. But I wasn't surprised at how the election turned out. I was surprised by the margin of victory. I think I said when I was here last time, you asked me, do you think Kuntz is going to beat Holly? And I said, no, Holly's going to win by double digits. And he did. And I had always said Trump's going to get 300 electoral votes. He ended up getting more than what I thought he was. I did not think he was going to win the popular vote, but he won the popular vote. He won the popular vote because that economic thing and crime is true for everyone. I don't care what your demographic is. I don't care what your age is. Everybody wants to have a better life. And a better quality of life means I want a safe neighborhood. I want to feel safe where I live. People didn't feel safe where they lived, by and large. All you kept seeing is, and we talked about it all the time, every state is a border state. I'm 58. That's never been said. We never said that stuff. We never talked about tens of millions of illegal people coming into the United States before. I sat on this show probably a year ago when we were having the conversation, and it was 3 million people had come into the United States. And I said then, any other country in the world If you have 3 million people illegally come into your country, you call that an invasion. It is an invasion. 3 million people. We're at low end 12, high end over 20 million that came into your country, destroying your major cities. And in a way where you put the in New York, in Chicago, in San Francisco, they were taking the minority populations, throwing them out of their parks, throwing them out of their schools in some cases, and putting illegal aliens in their place.
So this
to
is
their minority population, though, that said, you don't care about me anymore.
This is a Kevin Wheeler question, but I'm going to ask it because he is on roids. Trump is going to, says he's going to, and if Trump says something, he usually does it, use the military to do mass deportations, and he's going to let RFK loose on Big Pharma.
Yep.
And Kevin has been pointing out that rich Republicans aren't going to like that because they like the cheap labor and they support Big Pharma. Do you think he's going to be called on the carpet on that?
I think he's going to get some of it done. When he talks about bringing the military into play, I think it's more from a logistical standpoint. I think he's going to use the military for logistics. I don't think he's going to take platoons of people and go into neighborhoods and pull people out of their homes. If you listen to Tom Holman talk about, the first priority are people who are in this country illegally who have committed crimes. Those people need to be out of here. I think we can all agree with that. If you're in this country illegally and you are committing crimes, and some of them have committed multiple crimes, you need to be out of the country. You don't deserve to be here. I would prefer to get rid of some people who are here legally, who have committed crimes. You may be a citizen. I'm ready to throw you out if you've murdered somebody. I have no use for you whatsoever. But if you've committed violent crimes, those are going to be the first people that they're going to get out of here. And you're talking about literally millions of people that they are going to try and get out from there. That's going to take a really long time.
Ian, you can talk about how you do it, but I'll be happy if you can just tell me what you need to do to keep this from being a real sea change as opposed to just the pendulum swinging back and forth as it does in elections.
I think this is the pendulum swinging back and forth. You know, I mean, you can make the comments about the economy. Yeah, like, it is hard for folks. It's hard. I don't own a home, right? My parents own a home at my age. I don't. Why? Because I don't have the amount of money my parents had at my age, period. I get it. But there are bigger, more important things. And also, our country came out of COVID so much better than so many other countries. We had such a soft landing. I think this is the pendulum swinging. Democrats come in and clean up economic messes. Then the economy hits the tank again. And then Democrats come back in and clean it up, right? Happened with Bush, happened with Obama, happened with Clinton. It happens over and over and over and over again. So I think what's going to happen is he's going to royally screw it up, whether it's the tariffs, whether it's closing chicken plants that are full of immigrants, you name it, right? It's going to hit the tank again, and then Democrats will get elected in 2 years, take back Congress, and then who knows what? I think he's hell-bent on not having another election if he's alive. I think he's hell-bent on staying in the White House and never leaving and facing his criminal charges again.
Hang on. So I've heard this for 4 years. 4 years ago, January 20th, what happened? He left.
After a mob came 40 feet from killing his vice president that he wanted killed.
So we're gonna disagree on why January 6th happened, but I'm going to tell you after January 6th, he left, right? He didn't call the military out. He didn't do a coup, as you referred to January 6th.
He tried a coup. He failed.
He did not, but that's Democrat talking points. The other part about it is he is going to leave. The guy is going to be in his 80s by the time we get to the end of this election, if someone doesn't kill him between now and then, which, as we've seen lately, is a very real possibility if something may actually happen. But if he makes it all 4 years, which I hope he does, he is going to leave on January 20th after 4 years he being there. There is no reason to think he's not. And oh, by the way, he can't stay. He's going to be so done with all of this. I mean, you are. You get to a point in life where you go, you know, my give a damn's busted. And I think at 82, he's going to be at that point that says, I've done it. I've done my whole thing. I've served my 8 years as president. It's time to ride off into the sunset and go live what's left of my life. And I think that's what he's going to do. Everything else is a talking point of things that it's scaremongering, and you have absolutely no proof that any of that is going to happen.
If Kamala Harris had said she wanted to terminate the Constitution, wanted to be a dictator on day one, would you say she was joking? Would you say that was just puffery? Would you say that's just something politicians say when they run for president? Or would you take her at her word and say, I don't want to vote for somebody who says they're going to be a dictator, who says they're going to terminate the Constitution, and oh, who, by the way, tried once and failed?
I'd say it's politicians talking out their ass, in my expression. And I would say that there are so many checks and balances and layers there that they would grab him and haul him out to the helicopter and throw him on it and say, see, bud, it's been real, but your time is over. You'd have to have so many things fall into place that he could say. You'd have to have a military who sides with him, first of all. You don't even have that. So there are so many things that would have to happen. And just because you say it doesn't mean anything. I can say whatever. I could say I'm going to turn St. Charles, zero taxes, and we're getting rid of all immigrants, and we're doing all this stuff. And you know what? Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
All mint green shirts.
It's all mint green shirts with navy pants,
no,
baby.
But there
Let's
are some
go.
Things you can say that'll get the attention of Secret Service, and you're going to pay a price for that.
That's true.
And he didn't have the military the first time, and those are the guys who are calling him a fascist. Milley is calling him a fascist. His generals,
again,
who
left.
The first time didn't side with him, are saying, this guy is a hardcore fascist. I'm the person who stopped him. He's now coming back. I hope to God that those generals have the courage that they had.
Those generals will be gone. They will be gone in January. See you, bye. Milley, no way. No way that guy's staying. He is gone, gone.
Quick break, right back, DGS. To the
invitation. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX, Representative Ian Mackey and Mike Elam are here. Ian, on the break, you said something that was really intriguing to me. Not only are you one of my favorite people to have on the show, you're one of my favorite people I know. And you're talking about, like, when you and Mike got into it, like, oh, I hate this. I'd rather talk about XYZ. What is it about it that gets to you? Or what is it that gets to you?
I think it's the consequences. And just how diametrically opposed the two sides are and unmovable, and that there really is no middle ground. I got to politics because I like debating the issues that candidates would run on, how we should set up our tax system, how we should set up our school system, and even to some extent what rights people should have. I remember debating my friends in 2004 as a gay kid in Hickory County about gay marriage. You know, like, all that's fine, but when you... It's just different. This is just so different. I want to do it in a way that is not like just disparaging to the other side, right? I'm trying to like self-reflect and think about why I don't like it. I just don't like the issues that we're talking about.
But you feel like I sense that you have to defend yourself.
Oh, for
sure. And sometimes you have to defend yourself aggressively.
Well, and I'm a victim, like so many other folks, of Trump derangement syndrome and the gaslighting, right? Like, this guy is insane. And so when I call him insane, I sound insane. And then people look at me and they say, oh my God, that guy's crazy. What's that guy yelling about? That's their game plan.
That's when he wins.
Like, that is the first page in their book, is gaslighting MFers like me. I fall for it, and I hate it. I just absolutely hate it. I wish we could just civilly discuss issues, or even not civilly is fine. Like, I'm fine yelling and hollering about stuff, but like, we'll still be a country regardless of the tax rate. We'll still be a country regardless of the education system we have. We'll still be a country even if some people are still working to attain their rights, which is horrible to say, but is true. I don't know that we'll be a country with a freaking dictator in the White House. That is just a bridge too far. A guy who 40 feet away from hanging the vice president and enacting a coup, who's told us he wants to do it again, whose generals call him a fascist, is just different.
We're going to let you in the show here. We only have 60 seconds left, but what do you make of Morning Joe going to Mar-a-Lago and kind of kissing the ring?
I guess I'm not surprised that so many people are upset about it. I'm not upset about it. I mean, they're journalists. I mean, I get that they're entertainment journalists, but who would turn down I wouldn't turn down an invitation to Mar-a-Lago to go talk to the guy. Are you kidding me? Come on. Like, you can't just ignore him and pretend he doesn't exist. He's going to be the next president of the United States. I don't fault them for going at all. And I certainly understand their fear. I don't fault them from being, there were reports this afternoon from other news outlets, from people who were close to that decision, talking about how scared they are of the Department of Justice and of Trump himself making their lives an absolute hell if they don't capitulate and kiss the ring. And, you know, some people will call that cowardly. I call it being realistic.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks. I'm lost in the supermarket.
I can no longer shop happily. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.